Ash from Chaos with us, Dick and Dom. You can clap in time to the theme music next time, please.
What the hell were they clapping to?
Their headphones on, clapping to a different piece of music. Hello, welcome to Cash from Chaos with Dick and Dom, right here in this fabulous comedy venue. Are you all ready for Cash from Chaos? It's good news.
Let's explain. On each podcast, we give away our show fee if you win games against us. And today, in the Goldfish Bowl, we've taken off the venue, the producer, the sound ops, etc., and we are left with £200. Every week we are joined by a celebrity guest. This week you asked for Rita Ora. Ooh. So we got you Angelica Bell.
Here she is!
It's Angelica Bell! Oh. Look!
Look at that! Off of the telly.
Lovely to see you.
Cooking maniac from your childhood. It's the one and only Angelica Bell. Angelica, lovely to have you here at Cash from Chaos.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
So more recently, you've now made a name for yourself on MasterChef.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what position you came in MasterChef.
Darlings, I won.
Hey,
thank you.
Can we just announce this fantastic product here that you've released since you won?
I know. My cookbook, Fantastic Eats and How to Cook Them. It's a cookbook for children, but look, you lot could do with some cooking tips, couldn't you? Yeah.
Let's give some of the recipes. Look, there's monster crispy treats.
You like it?
Rainbow skewers.
Yeah.
Yes. And Angelica's dirty lolly.
Let's play the game. Here we go, straight into game number... Ah, yes, every time you hear that sound, it's time for a quick fire fiver. We take a fiver out of the fishbowl over here. We come down into the lovely audience, hello audience, and we ask you a question about our celebrity guest this week, Angelica Bell, for £5. Hello, what's your name?
Summer.
Hi, Summer. Oh, good. Summer, you got your fans in. True or false? Angelica was once caught completely naked by a builder.
False.
Wait, Angelica... Someone said false. Did the builder see this?
The builders did see me start naked.
Oh, it's true! Oh, Summer, sorry, you don't win.
Sorry.
We keep hold of £5 back in the fishbowl.
Nice. Anyway, wait.
Angelica, back to you being naked.
How did this happen?
Because the builders shouldn't have been in the room. They were meant to be in the other part of the house. And I thought, I had a shower. Forgot my towel and I thought, I'm going to make a run for it into the room that they're not meant to be in. Ran into the room and he was there with his clipboard measuring and I was like, hi.
Usually
you'd be like, oh, I think I just did that.
Was he like that? Post on Instagram? Thank you.
Angelica?
Yeah?
Do you need a loft extension? Okay, let's start with the games. Game number one is called...
What's on the paper?
Yes, what's on the paper? Basically, Angelica is going to write something down, a word on a piece of paper. You've just got to guess what that word is just by listening to it. It's audible, you see. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. So that means you, a podcast listener, can join in as well. You have to listen very carefully to what Angelica is writing, what word she's writing, and guess.
So the audience member is playing against Dom. Angelica, please pick a member of our lovely audience.
Okay.
Here they all are.
Who'd like to play?
Looking beautiful tonight.
Okay, yeah. This lovely lady in the front.
This lovely lady. Yeah. Hello, welcome, lovely lady. Come and take a seat. Give her a round of applause. Hello, lovely lady. What's your name?
My name's Chloe.
Chloe. Say hi, Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
How's it going?
It's good, thanks.
Are you ready to play the game?
I am, yes.
Ready to win Dick and Dom's cash?
Yes.
Okay, how much cash is that going to be for this game, Angelica? Pick out some money. Okay.
We have 5, 10, 15, 25 pounds.
£25.
Okay. Now, don't forget, we do not want to part with this money because this is our show fee. So please don't win.
Right, yes. So basically, you've got to listen to what Angelica is writing on the paper and try and guess that word. Let's play what's on the paper.
Okay, so I'm going first. Okay. Okay.
Okay, Dom. Have you ever heard a game like this before?
It's just so random.
Izopapande.
Angelica, is the word Izopapande?
No.
Right, over to Chloe.
Vodka?
Vodka? Angelica!
So everyone thinks I run around my house stark naked, and then also I just love vodka. No.
It's not vodka! Right, you're going to write the same word again. This is your second guess. Here we go. For 20, quite 25
please.
Pounds.
25.
25 quite pounds. Okay, listen carefully, listen carefully.
Okay.
Okay, she's written the word. What time of the morning did we write this game? Dom, what do you think it is? Come on, 25 quid, mate. We need to keep that cash.
Was it crispy flaps?
Are you having a laugh?
Crispy flannel?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dominic Wood will explain what crispy flannels are.
No, I won't. Move on.
Angelica, was it crispy flannels?
Nope.
Nope.
Right. It definitely starts with a C.
Chloe, your chance to win £25 of our money. What was the word?
Was it Xbox?
Xbox? Oh, we might be getting closer. Are we getting closer, Angelica?
No. Sorry.
Has anyone got the beginning right letter first? Has anyone?
No.
No.
Right, one more guess. Right, guess. Write the word again. Listen very carefully. Here we go. Final time.
Okay, close
final
your
time.
Eyes, concentrate. The first letter was just one stroke, wasn't it? So I think it begins with an I. Iguana. Well, it begins with I.
Are you taking this seriously?
I don't know any other words beginning with I.
Messing about with it. Was it iguana, Angelica?
No.
Oh, my life. Chloe, it's all down to you. Your last chance. Even if it's really close, Angelica might give it you. She's the adjudicator.
Lolly?
Lolly? Angelica, was it lolly?
No.
Oh, so
okay, time for Angelica to reveal the word. It was rank. So nobody was even close.
Nobody's even close.
We haven't come across this bridge before. What should we do now?
Oh, look at that.
Hey.
What? Have you got an idea?
I've got an idea.
Have you got an idea?
I've got an idea.
How do you come up with this stuff?
Well, that sound means it's time for Quickfire Fiver. But there's this 25 quid floating,
no,
isn't there?
No. No.
Let's
no,
do
no.
a quick fire £25.
Oh my God. Right, okay. So this is good though. This means we can keep it. Hello. What's your name?
Ricky.
Hi Ricky, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Fancy trying to win our money?
Oh yes.
Well, I don't want to give it to you. Okay. Let's see if you can answer this question about our celebrity guest, Angelica Bell. Okay. Once upon a time, whilst reading out the children's birthday cards, Angelica was so drunk from the night before that she vomited behind the desk. Is that true or is it false?
True.
So you think that lovely lady there turned up to children's TV and chundered under her desk and they went, hello, kids. Here's a lovely... Okay, so it's true or false. Don't forget, if this is indeed correct, you will win £25 of our money. If it is false... We get to keep it.
Come on, fingers crossed.
Angelica, fingers crossed. Did you vomit during the birthday cards before Teletubbies?
No.
Yes! We keep our 25 quid.
I'm very professional.
Well, thank you, Angelica. That means that's our 25 quid back into the goldfish bowl for the end of the show. And now we hurtle towards the next round. It's time for...
Let it rip.
Yeah, this is a part of the show where the next game is always about our celebrity contestant. And this one is all about the wonderful Angelica Bell and her wonderful, beautiful, fantastic Eats cookbook here.
Yes, so we need another member of the audience to play against me, Angelica. Who's it going to be?
Who's this lovely chap there looking all handsome and lovely?
Okay. Come up here, give him a round of applause. Hello, sir, and what's your name?
Hello, Stu.
Stu, this is Stu, everybody. So here's how it's going to work. Okay, each of you is going to get a copy of Angelica's book, Fantastic Eats. There you go, there's yours. Stu, we're going to give you 30 seconds. During that 30 seconds, you have got to rip out one page at a time, pages from that book. If you rip any more than one page at a time, you automatically lose. So one page at a time. Whoever gets the most pages ripped out of the book in 30 seconds will be the winner of... Angelica, let's see how much money they get.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 quid.
40 quid! Okay, so Stu, you're going to go up first. You can stand up if you want. 30 seconds on the clock, one page at a time. You may open the book, find the first page. That's that one there. 30 seconds to rip as many pages out of Angelica's book as you possibly can. If you get more than Rich, you win 40 quid of our money that we don't want to give you. Okay, your 30 seconds... Start now. One, two,
three, four, five. You ripped her head off. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Stop. And you stopped ripping and you got up to the teriyaki salmon parcels. It's one of the best recipes. I've cooked that one, Angelica. Aww. It's a very good one.
Should we just say this book is called Fantastic Eats?
Look, we've got members of the public picking up pages of Angelica's book.
Well, look.
So you can get a free recipe.
Fabulous recipes for your children to make.
You cheapskate.
Well, you know, one page. It's cheaper than 15 quid, isn't it? Make one meal. You can make one meal for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Very berry blueberry muffins.
Very nice.
Anyway, look, there you go. Well done. How many did we get? What was it?
18.
18 to me. Rich, for 40 quid of our money, that's £20 each. For goodness sake, man, get more than 18. Ready? We got 30 seconds. And your time.
Please do it.
Starts. Now, go. One, two, oh, three, four, five, seven, six, seven, eight, nine. 10, 11, 12, 13, 16, hurry up, 17, come on. There goes the mango. Come on. 18, 19, do it. 20, go.
We win, we keep our, how much was it? 45 quid in the goldfish bowl.
Well done. And you got up to... Pizza, pizza, pizza. Well done, Stu. What's that?
I'm going to put your DVD on eBay now.
Put my DVD on eBay. Nice one. Stu, everyone, well done.
Oh. And the best thing about that game was Angelica's face through all of it. When she wrote this book, I bet she didn't think it'd just be ripped up in front of her own eyes.
That's a very good recipe.
So there we are.
So there we go. We've got 40 quid back in the jar. Nice yes. and safe for the game at the end of the show. As we hurtle towards the next game, it's time for...
Quick Quid Minute.
Quick Quid Minute. A minute on the clock. We come down to you guys and we ask you questions. For every question you get right, you win a quid. Give us some quids, Angelica. Thank you very much. Start the clock. Here we go. First question is, what are the chances?
Slim.
No, very low.
Okay, your question is, Bristol?
No.
Correct. Well done. You get a pound.
Have you ever seen an Orlando Bloom?
Yes.
No, but I've seen a Sam Neill. Wrong.
Okay, what's up with pigeons?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, you're right, absolutely, well done. That's correct.
Next question, what is Cleethorpes?
Far away.
What?
Far away.
No, the answer is nasty stuff. You should get that looked at.
Okay, next
Such
question. Can I consolidate all my existing loans into one easy monthly payment?
Only if you're an annoying TV presenter.
Yes, I am an annoying TV presenter. Well done, you get a quid, well done.
I can't ask that one. How long... Oh, I've started, so I'll finish. Quiet, please. This is for a pound. Is there any game show in the world where they say, this is for a pound? Are you ready? What's your name?
Becky.
Hello, Becky. Becky, how long is my arm?
Very long.
No, you're wrong. Arm's length.
So there we go. Well done to everyone that won a pound there. And let's go towards the next exciting round on Dick and Dom's Cash from Chaos. It's time for...
Pissy Mouth.
Yes.
Now, you can see by the excruciation on Dom's face that he didn't want to call this game Pissy Mouth.
You can stop saying it.
Well, that's what the game's called.
You can't call it that.
It was a working title to start off with. We just came up with
it as an
example.
It's just weird, because we've been working on children's TV for so long. It feels odd to be able to stand on stage and shout out.
Pissy Mouth.
No, stop saying it.
It does what it says on the tin.
Piddle chops.
No, Pissy Mouth. Right, sit down. You're playing this one. And another member of the audience, please, Angelica.
This one here.
This one here.
Hello. Come on. Oh, you
come on, this one here.
Hello.
Hello, this one here. What's your name?
Kirsty.
Say, all right, Kirsty. Right, okay, Angelica, please pick some money out the phone.
What?
The goldfish
bowl. Some money out the fuck. What did you just say?
Well, should we rename it?
What?
We've renamed the goldfish bowl. Fuck.
What's wrong with you, man?
For the tape. Angelica, please pick some money out of the bowl.
I've
How much
done
we
it.
Got? How much we got?
5, 10, 15, yep. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
All right. 75 pounds.
Oh,
my God.
It's all to play for on
Angelica,
this
you are mean.
Okay, in front of you, you've got a cup of water each, and in the middle is a bucket. All you have to do in this game is, piss the water out of your mouth. Into the bucket.
Now, we're looking for a nice, fine, thin stream going from your mouth into the bucket. Now, whoever can do it for the longest amount of time wins...
£75.
Thank you, Angelica.
Kirsty's going first. Are you ready, Kirsty? Take the water into your mouth. Water in first. More, as much as you can. Your time starts now. Go. How long can she do it for? She's pissing... Is that it? Stop.
6.27
to beat Dom.
I'm going to do mine stood up. Right.
So. What?
I didn't know you were allowed to stand up.
Oh.
Okay. Let's just check with the producer over here. Dave, our producer, she didn't know she was allowed to stand up, so she might have done it for longer. What do you think? Give her another one.
When Dom's standing, he's the same height as most people sitting. Oh.
Well, he is right. When Dom's standing, he's the same height as most people sitting.
All right, anyway, look, here we go. I'm ready.
Right, okay, here he's got the water in his mouth. He's got a gob full of H2O. Here he goes.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go.
Ooh. Oh, it's a good stream. Oh, it's healthy. Look at the colour of it. Oh. You've got good kidneys. Stop!
10.67 seconds!
We keep our £70! Well done, Kirsty! You tried!
Come on!
Thank you, Kirsty! Goodbye!
Thanks, Kirsty!
£70 goes back into the fishbowl! Passes it here, put it in quick before it gets nicked. Right, there we are. Okay. Do you know what? We haven't done a recap of how much there is left. Do we even know how much has been won so far? What? Nothing! Nobody's won anything!
It's a clean sweep.
So, what are we giving away? £2? Brilliant. So that means left in the bowl is £198 and a Oyster card with 65p on it.
Which means that the last game there is... Oh,
you need a fiver. You need a fiver. Quick fiver. Yeah.
Hello, what's your name?
Andy.
Okay, Andy. One of the recipes in Angelica's cookbook, Fantastic Eats, is her classic Victoria sponge. She got the inspiration from her husband Michael's dirty bath sponge. Is this true or is it false?
I reckon it's false.
Okay, let's find out. Angelica, did you get the inspiration for your Victoria sponge from Michael's dirty bath sponge?
No.
All right.
Give him 5 points.
I mean, he gets it. You get £5. Well done, mate.
We have now given away £7, so that leaves...
You two are so tight.
We're just too talented.
They didn't win,
did
they? They didn't win. We're winning tonight.
Which means all of the money left in the goldfish bowl goes towards our final round. It's time for...
Cash Grab.
Here we go. The big one.
Yes, the bit where we throw the money all over the floor. I'm playing against an audience member to try and win as much money as possible. Keep our fee.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to find someone from the audience who's going to wrestle Dick to the ground to try and win as much of our fee as you possibly can. There's hundreds of pounds up for grabs. Angelica, pick someone. Who's it going to be?
I am going to choose... There's a lady with glasses. Yes.
The lady with the glasses. Come up here. Give her a round of applause. Well done.
Hello, lady with glasses. Very nice to meet you. Welcome to Cash from Chaos. Marvellous. What's your name?
Becca.
Say hello, Becca.
Hello, Becca.
Make you feel welcome.
Becca, are you good at wrestling men to the ground?
It's my favourite pastime.
Perfect. Okay, well, that's what you got to do to Dickie. You got to try and hold him down. You can beat him up. You can punch him in the face. Anything that you want. There are no rules.
Right.
So try and get as much of our money as you possibly can. Now, you're both going to be wearing oven mitts to make it extremely hard. So put on an oven mitt. That is the hand that you're going to be using to pick up the money. And you then transfer it to your normal hand. Okay, do you understand?
Got it.
Okay.
Right, okay. Left in the goldfish bowl. Angelica, please could you start spreading it? There is 193 pounds and a 65 pence Oyster card. Oh, the Oyster card's mine, by the way. I need that to get home. Right, come on then, spread it, spread it. That's it, lovely, okay. Marvellous.
Nice wide area.
Oh, look at that, put it all over there.
Okay, perfect.
So, the cash has been spread in the area that we like to call the...
Cash Zone.
There's a lot of money there. Let's see how much you can get.
Go,
you've
Becca.
Got 15 seconds to pick up as much as you can and play as dirty as you possibly can as well. 15 seconds. Hey, your time. Start now. And there they go. She's really doing it. She's sweeping all together, transferring it. Oh, no. Dick's wrestling Arthur. He's wrestled her to the ground. He's stealing all her money. Your 15 seconds is nearly up. Stop. Come over here.
She's beat me fair and square. Here, look at that.
Okay. So, Angelica, could you please count out the money? First of all, let's find out.
I couldn't pick any up today. Those other mitts are impossible.
Right, Richard, you got £15.
£15, is that it?
Rubbish.
Okay, Becca.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 35!
Hold on, Becca. Hold on. Angelica, the important part is there's still loads left on the floor. How much is there left? 30 minus 15,
143 left.
Right.
Okay, so, Becca, here's a moment of truth. You've got £35, bang, that's yours. You could go and sit down now, you'd be £35 richer than you were. You'd leave all the rest of the money alone. Or you can gamble. To do that, we're going to flip a coin. If you guess heads or tails correctly, then you win not only your money, you win Rich's money, which is £15, and all the money that was left on the floor. But if you lose the coin toss, you lose everything and we get it. What do you want to do? Do you want to keep the £35 or do you want to gamble?
Gamble.
What?
Gamble.
She's going to gamble. All right. Okay. So here we go, the moment of truth. I was really hoping you were just going to go away with £35 there.
Okay, for anyone that hasn't heard this before, what's going to happen is Angelica is going to flip a coin. We're going to decide heads or tails. Whoever gets it right will be the winner of all of it.
Okay, so step forward. Face straight forwards, do not look behind you. Angelica, throw it onto the floor and then put your foot over the top of it straight away. So, Bex, Becca, Becky, Becca Rooney. Heads or tails?
£193, mate. This is going to keep the HMRC off our backs.
Okay. So, tails. Don't forget, Bex, if you get tails, you win just under £200.
We won't have our furniture repossessed from the bungalow.
No. What will have happened... is we will make a loss from this experience. If you get it wrong in its heads, then we win. Angelica, toss the coin. Okay. Now, it's landed. Don't you dare cheese. Okay. If it's tails, you get all the money.
It's the Oyster card.
And we go home with nothing. Angelica, was it heads? Or was it tails?
It's head.
Yeah! Come on! Get in! Let's have it!
Yeah! Winners! Dick and Dom, keep the money! 193 smackers and my Oyster card back.
There you go. Well done, Becca. Give her a big round of applause. Okay, that's it. That's the end of Cash for Chaos. Thank you very much for coming along to our show. Thank you very much for downloading this on your podcast. Thanks to Angelica Bell. Good luck with the cookbook. And thanks to everyone from the Rubber Chicken as well.
Look at all that money, mate. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for more Cash from Chaos.